It's Thursday, 26th of December, Boxing Day. Boxing Day. What's it all about? It's approximately 9:30 a.m. and amazingly blue skies and sunshine and cold but dry. A day that would have been perfect for Christmas Day. But that's the way it goes. We're happy enough for it to be Boxing Day because we're going away, a wee jaunt in the car today, over to Crieff. But that's another story. It is a stunning morning. And the buzz, if you like, of Christmas Day has gone. And today, traditionally, and the mostly adults get their chance to unwind and chill out. We had a quiet day yesterday, and the only time we were out the house was for a couple of hours to go to go around the cemeteries and visit the graves. Family members and friends. But it wasn't a very nice day, so a reflection of Christmas Day for us anyway. It's very, as I said, very quiet. Our two selves. But we did get the usual call from Australia. Mary's brother stays over there, and he always phones. Well, they are 9 or 10 hours in front of us, as is Ian Cath. And he always phones. But he always phones when we're still in bed. So he leaves a message and we have to phone him back. But he always phones, never forgets. And he'll do the same on Christmas, on New Year's Day. He'll do exactly the same. So Mary had a good wee blather with him. Gets updated on what's happening over there and all this. But it was very quiet for us. You know, it's funny, you enjoy the peace and quiet, but sometimes it can be just too quiet, you know. It would have been nice if our daughter had called in instead of sending a text. A text. So, very quiet. And today, with this gorgeous weather, we're going to get away. And when we're away, as we always do, we'll put the world to rights. You know, we should actually go runs in the car more often than Mark with her, because every time we go, we talk about things in general, and life, and our family, and our own personal life, and what our plans are and how we're going to sort things out. And today, because of that, as I said, that I don't want to sound, I don't know how I want to explain it, but the amazing gift that Mary gave me yesterday, it's not just for me, it's for both of us, but the amazing gift she gave me, I can't get my head around it yet. And so today, I guess we'll be talking about that and our future. And I love that, you know. It's a funny thing that in the home, you're sitting there, maybe over the breakfast bar or dinner or in the living room, as we call it, living room, in your relative comfy chairs. You sometimes talk about things. You do a wee bit of that. It always seems when we get away in the car that all we do is talk till we come back. It's wonderful. Something I should do even more often to converse properly. It's almost like when you've done that, you come back and you go, you say to yourself, you know, that was great. Yeah. Because you think of all the things you knocked out and knocked about and sorted and discussed. And I think it's almost like you're elated, or I am elated anyway. When I come back from one of those runs, I just feel like, oh, that was great. You know, we talked about so much, and it's also, you know, strengthening the bond, because you're talking about mutual things and an agreement or disagreement, but it's still that bonding thing. You know, after 40 odd years of marriage, it's still funny, it's still weird how all that still comes together. I think, in my mind, that today, Boxing Day, is going to be a much better and a much more important day to us than yesterday. Not in the spiritual sense of it being Christmas yesterday celebration, but in the social sense, today is going to be a much, much better day for us. And with the sun shining, if it just stays that way, oh, it's going to be gorgeous. The run to Creef is through some amazingly beautiful scenery. But that's another story. Going now, because we want to get away while the sun shines.